In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Paul offers us a beautiful word of encouragement this morning. In these verses from chapter 12 in his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul sounds like a coach getting his team ready for a big game. It very much sounds like a pep talk, a talk to inspire confidence in the face of a challenge. And I know you just heard it, but hear the reading again. I made some copies or copies of the verses from Romans chapter 12. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith, if service is our gift, in our serving. He who teaches in his teaching, he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who contributes in liberality, he who gives aid with zeal, he who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness, let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor, never flag in zeal, be aglow with the Spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in your hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, practice hospitality, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. We have what it takes to win the day, in other words, according to St. Paul. We just have to get in the game and use the talents that we have. You have powerful gifts from God, the Apostle Paul is saying, let's use them. Faith in Jesus Christ is not a spectator sport. There is no victory for Christians unless each of us puts on a jersey and each of us, every single one of us, gets in the game. It's a beautiful metaphor. Let's explore it just a little bit. If Christianity were a contest, what kind of contest would Christianity be exactly? If faith in Jesus Christ were a competition, which kind of competition would faith in Jesus Christ be? What sort of sports is St. Paul coaching us to get ready for exactly? Well, if the contest of faith resembles a sport, it does not resemble football. Being a Christian is not like being a football player. Football has way too many rules. And there's way too much waiting around. It says there are 60 minutes in the game, and 60 minutes is way too short for a real game. But the ball is in play for only about 8 minutes of that hour. 8 minutes of actual play. 4 minutes for your offense and about 4 minutes for your defense. Christianity requires way more than 8 minutes on a Sunday. Soccer is the opposite of football. The crazy ball never stops, right? It's always in motion, but being a Christian is not like being a soccer player. You can't use your hands. It's possible to be offsides. And you can score 1 point in 90 minutes and still win the game. As Christians, we are the opposite. We have hands to help others. Feet to take us offsides, and we don't win the day with a single prayer. We defeat the enemy with constant prayer, relentless prayer that never stops. Faith in Jesus Christ is not like basketball. Too many timeouts, especially at the end of the game. And the Christian never gets a free throw, right? Satan is out to take us down, and no one is going to eject him from the game if he gets 5 fouls. 100 fouls a day, and Satan is still trying to tackle us brutally. There's no tackling in basketball. Brothers and sisters, if Christianity is like a sport, if faith in Jesus Christ is like a game, then there is only one game that comes close. One game that might be an icon of our life in the church. And the game is Calvin Ball. Okay. Do you know what Calvin Ball is? Calvin Ball comes from the comic strip Calvin and Hobbes. There are examples underneath St. Paul's letter to the Romans. God forgive me. May the Apostle Paul forgive me. May Bill Watterson forgive me. I don't know. There are some samples here. You can read them later, right? Anyway, Calvin is a five-year-old with an active imagination. Hobbes is his stuffed tiger and his imaginary friends. And Calvin Ball is the sport of choice. It's the only sport Calvin will play. He doesn't like organized sports. And Calvin Ball has only two rules. Number one, all rules are made up as you play the game. That's rule number one. And rule number two, you never play the game in the same way twice. Okay? Every game is unpredictable, and every game is unique. The rules keep changing, and everything is a surprise. And that pretty much sums up our life in Christ. If Christianity were a sport, Christianity would be Calvin Ball. In this world, the evil one never stops dreaming up new ways to make us miserable. The forces of darkness are constantly thinking up new and creative forms of suffering. Wars were once fought with sticks and stones, but every year the arsenal grows more and more deadly. Tribalism is bad, but terrorism is far worse. Each day we find new ways to distract ourselves or to deaden our senses, new ways to waste our money or waste our time or waste our bodies and forests and oceans. Do you think that people can't be more rude or more crass or more racist? Just wait until tomorrow, right? The unthinkable will probably be on the front page once again, spoiling your breakfast. As Christians, here and there, we sometimes score a satisfying goal. Maybe our prayer matures in a way that we've always hoped for. Maybe our rage and our resentment are healed by God's grace. Maybe we find forgiveness for the harm that we have done to others, or we have learned to forgive others for the harm that they have done to us. But so often, these moments of grace, they seem so short-lived. New temptations, ones we never expected or experienced, suddenly appear. There are the unpredicted family crises, and health crises, employment crises. Every day, something different. The rules keep changing. The game is never played the same way twice. This is Calvin Ball, but for real. And this is the game to which St. Paul calls us. This is the game he directs his enthusiasm towards. We have gifts from God. Let us use them. God needs them. He needs all of us and all of them. The Apostle Paul is for certain telling us that faith in Jesus Christ is a team sport. It's a full contact team sport, right? One with no clock. There are no timeouts. There are no second string players. There are no sidelines in the church. No benches, no bleachers, no luxury boxes. Everyone needs to be all in, all the time. And the good news is this: the gospel of Jesus Christ, preached through the Apostle Paul and through the evangelist Matthew this morning, is that there is always a winning strategy. In this game where the rules never stay the same and the opponent is unpredictable, victory is always just one move away. This is why St. Paul is so encouraging and so enthusiastic. In Matthew's gospel this morning, four friends bring a paralyzed brother to the feet of Jesus. And that's the move that steals victory from the jaws of the evil one. Satan can change the rules all he wants. He can create new and novel forms of misery and suffering. He can move the goalposts and widen the outfield and raise the backboard. It doesn't matter. He can't prevent the one move that brings victory to the weary disciple of Christ. And that one move is always motion toward Christ. In Caesarea this morning, the Lord's own city, what a marvelous expression from Matthew. The brethren know to bring their broken friend to Christ. In Mark's version of the story, they are so desperate to do so, they cut a hole in the roof. And the gifts described by St. Paul this morning, they are delivery devices. They are gifts for moving ourselves, each other, and all our life toward Christ our God. The one who prophesies is the one who tells the truth about God's love for struggling humanity. If you serve, serve for the glory of God. If you teach, give hope to others by proclaiming the good news of Christ our Savior. If you exhort, encourage others to turn to the Lord in faith and prayer. If you give, give so that others might find relief from their burdens. And we can enlarge the apostles' list very easily. Some are leaders, some are singers, some are good with numbers, some are good with children, some build, some bake, some sew, some write, some paint, some listen. Maybe jigsaw puzzles are your thing. It doesn't matter. Give that to God. God will use it and bless it. By your gifts, bring yourself and others to Christ. Lay yourself at his feet. Lay others there too. Pray without ceasing. Love without bound. Forgive and be merciful, even as Christ shows unending forgiveness and mercy. And when the world changes the rules tomorrow, when Tuesday makes Monday look like a tea party, and when Wednesday is even worse, remember to pivot. Plant your weight on one foot and move your body in the direction of Christ. When you can, go to church. When you can't, go to Scripture. Pray and be silent before the Lord. Remember that Christ is present in everyone you meet. Pivot towards Christ. Move always in his direction, and use your beautiful gifts to bring as many others along as possible. Amen.